Praise the Lord, and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. On this Friday morning, we thank God for this opportunity that He's given to us once again to come before Him, not as individuals, but as a collective that can stand and will stand for the cause of Christ, for the advancement of His kingdom across the earth. Well, once again, welcome to you, and I thank God for you on this day. And I believe God has given us a very special assignment today. And our assignment is to allow hope that comes only from God. This is the no-so hope based on His word. Hope for today. And yesterday was filled with the need for hope. And today, I suspect it's the same thing. So we must turn to and lean on His grace and His mercy, not only for ourselves, but first, for those who love Him, who are around, around the earth and are experiencing tremendous challenge and difficulty today. I would like to go right to the throne of grace and open our session today with prayer. Father, we do come to You today because where else can we go looking for help? Where else can we go as a source for help? So we thank You today that we know the way, because You've shown it to us through Jesus Christ. He is the way. He would approach you, and still does, on our behalf, for help. And so, following His pattern, we come to You knowing that all our help comes from You. So today we come in humbly, and we do thank You for giving us this gift of not just eternal life, but life here and now, a life that's full. Our joy is full. Even in the presence of great calamity for many around the earth, great pains for many around the earth, great suffering for many around the earth. But we know that Your heart is overflowing with compassion and mercy towards Your creation, all of it. So we thank You, Lord, that You are the source of all life, and You are the sustainer of all life. So we know that we are making our appeal to the authority, to the highest place ever and ever will be. We thank You today for Your word, which is yea and amen. It is true. It lasts. It exists, and we embrace it today with joy, even as we come into Your courts. We bow ourselves low, knowing that You are high and lifted up, and You can strike us down at Your very thought about that, but we know that we are welcomed. So while we are reverent, we know that You are embracing us as we come to present ourselves to you. Receive us today, Father. All of us, each and every one of us, need you today. Bind our hearts together as one unit, even as we petition on behalf of others, which you would have us do. And you did request that we pray for all men everywhere. Today, Father, help us by your Spirit to fulfill that command. We ask that you would forgive us for our failures, where we missed the mark, we missed the standards of your holy word, your ordinances, your law. We ask that you would cleanse us from all of these failures, all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, he has made provision for us. His blood prevails. Just like in the olden days, the blood prevails. We thank you today for your covering that you provided for us through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Your microphone is open so that you can speak and be heard among us today. Today our focus is hope for today. And I'll explain briefly why we adopted that theme for today. In Matthew chapter 24, and I would like to read a little bit through there. Jesus spoke with his disciples in responding to questions that they had. In verse 1 in Matthew 24, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version, it says, Jesus departed from the temple and was going on his way when his disciples came to him to call his attention to the buildings of the temple and pointed them out to him. But he answered, "Do you see all these? Truly I tell you, there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." While he was seated on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately and said, "Tell us, when will this take place, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end?" The end meaning the completion, the consummation of the age. Jesus answered them, "Be careful that no one misleads you, deceiving you and leading you into error. For many will come on the strength of my name, appropriating the name which belongs to me, saying, 'I am the Christ, the Messiah,' and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened or troubled, for this must take place. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in place after place. And this is but the beginning. The early pains of the birth pangs of the intolerable anguish. Then they will hand you over to suffer affliction and tribulation and put you to death. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and repelled and will begin to distrust and desert him who they ought to trust and obey, and will stumble and fall away and betray one another and pursue one another with hatred. And many false prophets will rise up and declare and deceive and lead many into error. And the love of the great body of people will grow cold because of the multitude, pardon my error here, because of the multiplied lawlessness and iniquity. But he who endures to the end will be saved. Well, if you read on, down to verse 16, it speaks of those who are in Judea. It says, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. The Lord laid this passage upon my heart heavily. We've been witnessing in our own communities, in our own nation, and we've been witnessing what has been happening in the Middle East. We've prayed and asked God for cessation of the hostilities in that region of the world. And it seems, at least for now, that our prayers, and the prayers of many, I'm sure many in those areas and around the world, were praying for that situation. And God has responded, and right now the hostilities have ceased. And we want to continue to pray for that situation over there, that this cessation would be enduring. It would last for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the children, whom over approximately about 500 children lost their lives in the hostilities there that went down for the last several weeks. Over 400, almost 500 children. What did they do? Nothing. They were not guilty of any crimes, but their lives were expended. Now, that's quieted down, so to speak, over there. Now God help them as they try to find a place to stay. Their homes are completely destroyed. They are now trying to gather themselves up over there. But then the enemy continues to steal, kill, and destroy. So the world's attention now is turned to Iraq, where the violence and hostilities have ramped up and increased, so that again, children who are innocent are suffering. I wanted to direct our attention to the fact that there are Christians over there that are right now being threatened with death if they don't leave their homes. And so many have gone to the mountains. Verse 16 of Matthew chapter 24. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. The mountains are a place of refuge. And these believers, these Christians, have been forced to leave their homes and flee to the mountains. That's in today's world, right now. That's what is happening right this moment. You're at home, you're comfortable in your zone, and you may have some challenges, as we all do, from day to day. But you're at home in your comfort zone. You're looking forward to breakfast if you haven't already had that. A great cup of coffee, some toast, some butter and jelly, a sausage. My heart hurts. That's why I laugh. For the earth, for humans, what is happening to human beings? Yesterday, I stepped out of my office onto the sidewalk, and right there, in about, I would say maybe 150 feet away from my office, there's a police cruiser standing across, blocking the street. So I looked to see, and just past the police cruiser, with its lights whirling around, there's the yellow tape, which indicates that it was just a shooting there. I was in my office, and with the air conditioning, I didn't hear what happened. I didn't hear any gunfire. But here's the point I'm making. So my wife was going to be coming to the office, so I called her and told her there's a police roadblock there, which quite often we come by that corner. It's obliquely across the street from my office. I said, don't come that way. But then as she made her way to the office, there were roadblocks in another part where she had to detour someplace else. What is happening to humanity? We saw casually a person with a handgun pump bullets into someone because he had a dispute with them, while holding a cup with some kind of drink in the left hand, using the right hand, holding the pistol and shooting the person casually 7 times. What is happening? Now, I'm not sharing this to trouble you as much as to say what we're doing is so on point that we are interceding. So on yesterday, going back to Iraq, the minorities in the community that are not Islamic are being forced out of their homes and their dwellings under the threat of change your religion or leave or die if you don't leave. So that is happening to Christians as well. We want to pray for them today. We want to pray for them today. We want to lift them up. So yesterday, the U.S. military dropped food and water for these people as they hid in the mountains. And the foot of the mountains are surrounded by their enemies who were willing to kill them. So they can't leave. They're stuck there without food, without a cup of coffee, without toast, no butter, Does that touch your heart? I know it does. I know it does. We want to ask God's help. Let's focus our prayers right now. They were given food and water on yesterday. You want to know what the food is? The food is MREs. The same food that the soldiers, as they're on the move, the U.S. military, the same thing that they eat. They come in little packets. Just survival stuff. There's no dining here. Survival. And of course, you have to have water. And so the MREs and waters were dropped, airdropped to these people in the mountains, approximately 40,000 of them, meaning persons, tens of thousands of persons that are looking to the mountains for safety. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come with hearts that are touched on behalf of your people in Iraq. Our hearts are touched with their plight, their need. Father, where can they turn except to you? Their enemies surround them. And these are people of all ages, from babies all the way up to the aged adult. And the enemy does not care, does not make exception to his agenda. His agenda is steal, kill, and destroy. But today, Lord, we stand. And I'm sure there are many that are praying around the world right now for your people, that lives would be spared, that provision is made, just like you did on yesterday, where you touched the president of these United States, you touched his heart, and he made a challenging, tough, because of opposition to himself, but an obvious decision, a humanitarian decision to meet the needs of the babies, the children, and the adults, the senior citizens that are unable to fight, but yet have dignity and worth, and would rather fight, would rather stand than switch and adopt something that it's not offered by you to them. We thank you, Lord, that where we cannot see a way or the way, you are making way. We thank you on this day. And Father, we don't know all what to pray for, but with the help of your Holy Spirit, help us, please. Help us today. And we thank you for what you've done for us, the blessings of comfort that we have. that we sometimes take for granted. And we don't know if and when our turn will come. But you did warn us that it's very, very possible. You said they will persecute you. They will kill you. But Father, we know that nothing that the enemy does or will do or can do will frustrate the advancement of your kingdom in the earth. Today, we pray that our prayers would ascend to you, and it would be at your throne, so that it's over and covering the mountains in Iraq, where tens of thousands have sought refuge. And in some miraculous way that they are protected and covered, and that the enemy's plans and plots are frustrated to no end, that the increase of their confusion would be such that they would lose not only sight but heart. In the name of Jesus, bless these people today with everything that they need for their sustenance today. Give them food. Give them, help them with shelter. Father, it's hard for us to imagine what that might look like. But we ask that you would just bless them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm sure that God is saying something to you that you may be able to say to us on this issue. It's so serious. Our heads are being turned from one thing to the next. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, and we could come to you, Father.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, and call on your name, God. Hallelujah for Jesus. That your will, the lives of these Christians, oh God, will be done.
Yes.
Oh, God, will protect them, Lord. That you would keep them, Lord God, in perfect peace, Lord, even as they keep their minds set on you.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You would strengthen them, Lord God, to go through. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, this trial, Lord God, through this storm, we thank you, God, because you are Lord of every situation.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you would take them through. Yes, Lord God. Your hand is upon them, Lord God. We thank you. Yes, Lord God. You're watching over them even right now. Yes, Lord. As they tell of your word. Yes, Lord. As they tell even as the three Hebrew boys that would not turn and serve another God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
They tell them, Lord God, because they believe that you are alone.
Yes.
Thank you, God. The same way that you brought the three Hebrew boys out, Lord, that you would bring them out also. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for their faith in you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. It's also faith to trust you even more. We thank you, Lord, for them. We thank you, Lord, we give you glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Last night, as Liz and I sat to at supper, and we're having some static that is disrupting our sound. I would ask if that person, and I know that we are preparing, even as we pray, to go to our places of employment or other tasks, if you would just mute your phone. Just mute. This is a sound that's being caused by activity around the telephone, please. If you would just mute your phone, because our prayer cast goes out to people around the earth. There are people who are not on right now, but will be logging on, because our program is available 24/7 from anywhere in the earth on the internet. And so we want to be mindful of that and think of them and what they would like to do as well as we are doing it. So we are live, but there are people that will join, that are joining our programs at all times of the day. We're able to track that, and I can tell you that's fact. So we could be a blessing by allowing the prayer cast as it's being recorded. It's being recorded right now. So, you know, that there's some clarity there. One of the things about this prayer cast is not about us, never. And there are times that we may forget that. God raised this up for the benefit of the earth. We just have this awesome privilege of being part of that. And so I'm extremely grateful to the Lord for that, and grateful to those of you that join us daily to make this happen. So we thank you, but I just want every one of us to be mindful that this is never about us per se. This is about God's plan and purposes in the earth, and we're having this privilege to serve that purpose. Amen. Thank you for that prayer. If you have a prayer request, please let us know right now, because the time is advancing quickly. And we wouldn't want you to come and go with your prayer burden, if you will. Weighing on you. There's a release that comes when we pray through. And that's what we're here to do. So if you have a prayer request, a prayer board, something that's on your heart, don't hesitate to mention it here and have it be spoken and not have it remain unspoken. Because we exist in a spoken word universe. And speaking that thing brings life to it so that there's a desired outcome. Heaven is able to respond. You can't win a case if you don't make an appeal. That's how it works. If you just write it down and don't say anything, no one hears it, and it lives in the dark and in obscurity. But when you speak it, you share it, life begins to come into that thing immediately. Well, I'm going to voice a prayer request. I'm in the middle of negotiations on behalf of our ministry as it relates to the restoration of the building and funding and all of those necessary items. And so I'm asking that you would join me in prayer for the success of those or that project, if you will. And the enemy seeks to stop. That's not something that's a surprise to us. That's what we know his mode is. So I'm asking you to agree with me for the success of every activity involved in the restoration of our building so that we can serve the community in a greater way. Father, we thank you for the fact that you are there. All of our help comes from you, according to your word. According to your word, all our needs are met by Christ Jesus. He is all sufficient. He is the answer. And so we thank you today that we can stand, request, and make our petition with confidence that everything that you have for us is ours, we inherit and possess and occupy in the name of Jesus. So we are thanking you in advance for the successful outcome of all of our fruit. The harvest that you have for us. In the name of Jesus. So that you are glorified in the earth. All the glory points to who you are. So we thank you for this great relationship that we have. That nothing that happens can destroy your purpose and your ultimate intent. So we thank you for our ministry. We thank you for what you've blessed us with. And Father, we're looking for the increase because everything is in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Even as we conclude, I would like, yes, ma'am, I'm listening. How are you and welcome?
Awesomely favored, divinely empowered and blessed.
Amen.
Thanks for
this
morning. God bless you, my first lady.
Thank you.
I just want to ask this morning for his grace and his mercy, allowing us to see another day and allowing us another time on this prayer cast that we could come before his presence and intercede on behalf of others. I truly count it a privilege. Because we've often heard the reports of our prayers being answered, and I just give God thanks for that. And even on today, I thank God that even on yesterday, I prayed with another sister of mine for my son and his wife-to-be, who's pregnant. Well, she was pregnant at the time, but she gave birth on last night to a little boy. And so I give God thanks because we prayed for her safe delivery of another girlfriend. Also, we prayed for her. She's still waiting any minute to go into labor. And I just give God thanks. I just give God praise because we prayed and asked for safe delivery also for our sister Malaika. And so we're going to continue to lift them up in prayer that God will bring them through safely in their travail. I also have another prayer burden. You know, it's something that I struggle with, and I'm certain that there are many that are listening, even though sometimes we try to deny it. But we know that our bodies are the temple of the living God, and it is something that we have to take care of. And if we don't take care of it, that's when we fall ill.
Yes.
And a lot of us are overweight. I'm speaking, first of all, about myself, and then for others that are traveling. And I see so many people, both men and women, but I don't know, it's because I'm conscious of it for myself, that I notice more of the women and young girls that are overweight and struggling with our eating habits. And I would like to lift that up in prayer this morning. It might seem like something that, you know, may not be, you know, of interest to the Lord, but I truly believe that it is. And so I am asking for prayer for myself and for others that have a weight problem, that is struggling to, you know, adjust their eating habits, to eat healthy, and to do what is right in the Lord's sight, because if anything in excess is a sin.
Also, God wants us, He wants us to be well and healthy. Sickness is from the enemy. Sickness does not glorify God.
Amen.
No, it doesn't. And so we want our beings and our existence to glorify Him. So whatever we could do to allow the glory of God to shine through our health situation, we do want to make that happen. So it's not insignificant. It's very important to the Lord. Father, we thank You right now for Your goodness and for Your attention to every aspect of our beings, including our health. Help us today, Lord. There's someone somewhere right now that this will minister deliverance to them, and they will. This will be a situation where they find the keys to their health and to their. God wants us. Lord, in Your word, You said that we should have life and have it more abundantly. And the abundance of our lives also has to do with our health.
Yeah.
We ask that You would help us. Speak to our minds. Help us to have our minds renewed so that we begin to look at what we do as far as our diet, our nutrition, with more intent and purpose that lines up and is in full alignment and connection with Your plan and purpose for our lives and the things that You have asked us and called us to do. Help us today to be conscious of the importance of us being well as soldiers of the cross, that being in sick bay is not the place for us, but being on the field in action. Full action is where we belong. So help us today to see that. And the miracle is not the miracle of our healing of our bodies as much as the miracle of the transformation of our minds, so that we are not in line for the body healing, but we are on the battlefield working, doing that which is important and expedient at this hour. So we thank you for this prayer request, and we thank you, God, that there is change that is now occurring because of this prayer request today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes.
And
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Florence, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Pastor.
Good.
Much
wonderful.
Better. Much better.
Wonderful. Healing up pretty good.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still a little on both sides, but I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
That's a good thing. Praise God. Praise God. All right. It looks like we're at that time, you know, when you're having fun, time flies. And we thank God for this opportunity that we had on today to be a blessing to him as well as to others that are, some of whom we may never meet. I'd like to close with this prayer for our president. I just feel for him because of what's on his plate. And as a leader, sometimes you have to make decisions, and you have to make them whether they're popular or not. You have to do what is right. And he finds himself in that zone so many times. And being a leader myself, I know a little bit of what that could feel like. So you want people to be happy with you, but you cannot ever let that be number one on your list of things to do. The thing to do is the right thing, and what you're and that usually is what you're assigned to do. And so let's pray for President Barack Obama, and we'll be going out of here in just a few seconds. Father, bless our great president today. Father, continue to use him like you used King Cyrus, like you used Nebuchadnezzar. Bless him. Give him the courage continually to do what is right, even if it doesn't look like the political thing to do. Give him the courage that he needs. And Father, those that oppose him just because, not for any righteous reason, but just because they can, we pray right now that confusion would move in among them, cause them to look at each other. And while they're doing that, your president that you have allowed to be in power gets to do the right thing, make policies, reach out to people, be a blessing to people here in this nation and around the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Hallelujah. Well, here's our benediction as we leave today. It comes from 3 John chapter 1 and verse 2. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." That's a word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well,
hallelujah. Pastor, are tonight, we going to have 7:30 service tonight?
Yes. Is this Florence asking? Who is this asking?
It's a good team.
Oh, okay. Yes, we will. In fact, I'll be talking with you a little bit later. But yes, absolutely. Tonight at 7:30, the Newer Gospel Tabernacle Church family will be gathering around prayer and praise tonight at 7:30, from 7:30 to 8:30. Hallelujah. Thank you. Right here online, except it's closed to the rest of the world. It'll be just us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Have a great weekend, y'all. And worship. Go to the house of God. Amen. And bless Him. Hallelujah.
Have a blessed and victorious day.
Thank you.
God bless everyone on the line. Go with God.
Yeah, thank you.